My 9-year-old son has read all 5 Harry Potter books. I, on the other hand, haven't read a single word of Harry Potter, which is why I would like to, but can't hide within this any Harry Potter insider puns. It's also why I can't directly attack those who would ban the Harry Potter series from library shelves and schools. Although, given my unquestioning acceptance of my child's reading choices, you can bet how I feel about banning it. Given the crowds at midnight when Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix was released in June, I am probably in the majority. But there's a vocal minority. The American Library Association's annual list of most frequently challenged books includes, at number 1, the Harry Potter series. People challenge it, the ALA reports, for its focus on wizardry and magic. So Harry Potter's paid a visit to the courts in the United States, in a sense, all because of a Cedarville, Arkansas school district vote a little over a year ago, right in line with the ALA list. School board members voted 3-2 to restrict access to the Harry Potter books. School librarians had to take the books off the shelves and allow only students with a parent's permission to access them. A student, through her parents, sued. The court used a First Amendment analysis in its decision, first finding that such a restriction, forcing her to ask first her parents and then a librarian for the book, did disadvantage her and other students. Too burdensome, the court decided, stigmatizing too. Those opposed to the books argued that such restrictions were justified, even under a First Amendment analysis. Harry Potter would help lead kids into juvenile delinquency, they told the court. Keeping Harry Potter off the shelves would help keep order and prevent anarchy in the schools. Limiting access would help prevent another Columbine. It makes me wonder what I'm missing. The court in the end found no merit in the order, anarchy, delinquency arguments. It wrote that the school board's members' concerns were speculative and the restrictions unconstitutional. So just 2 months before the 5th book hit the store shelves, the judge ordered the school district to put an end to Potter permission slips and return the Harry Potter books to library shelves. And there the books will remain. The school board attorney's office told me that the school board has decided not to appeal the judge's decision, but expect other Harry Potter cases to come up through the courts, what with its number 1 status on the most challenged list, and probably some from the character who is number 6 on the list, and another favorite in my household, Captain Underpants. I've not read that series either. I'm Amy Guida.